New territory in the Capitol riot probe. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Five sitting members of Congress have been subpoenaed by the House committee investigating the Capitol breach.
This is something that we don't see every day on Capitol Hill.
Fox's Chad Pergram noting that the House ethics process could have been used. Instead, the lawmakers, including House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, could face a contempt vote and referral to the Justice Department if they don't comply with a subpoena.
In about 4 weeks, early June, around June 9th, the 1-6 committee is going to start its hearings. And if they start to hone in on these members who they say are not being cooperative, and then they bring in other witnesses, people we might not have heard about, and say this is what Kevin McCarthy knew, or this is what Mo Brooks did, or something like that, that helps to curate the narrative. And the 1-6 committee could then say, look, these folks, these sitting members of Congress, these Republicans, were not playing ball with this very important investigation.
McCarthy has accused the committee of an illegitimate investigation, possibly targeting political opponents. A new congressional report accuses leaders in the meatpacking industry of working with politicians, including Trump administration officials, to slow health precautions at processing plants.
The House Subcommittee on the Coronavirus Crisis claims at the urging of industry executives, Trump administration officials were not forceful with preventive measures in the plants. That preceded an executive order from former President Trump designating meatpacking facilities as critical infrastructure. The North American Meatpacking Institute, a trade group, said the report distorts the truth. Top processing corporations claim they did what they could to protect workers.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. The Fed chief gets to keep the job. Jay Powell just winning Senate confirmation for a second four-year term in the midst of a tough challenge trying to cool inflation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Beachfront homes burning in Southern California, where the cause of a fire remains under investigation.
Laguna Beach and Laguna Niguel residents were still evacuated Thursday after multi-million dollar homes burned in a fire that started Wednesday. There were some estimates of roughly 20 homes destroyed. TJ McGovern with the Orange County Fire Authority said,
the fire is currently being under investigation right now. We have fire investigators out working at this time.
The fire started near a water treatment plant, and SoCal Edison reported to state energy regulators some electrical circuit activity happened around the time the fire started Wednesday. One firefighter was injured and taken to a hospital for evaluation and treatment. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
In New Mexico, the largest wildfire in the U.S. is being fanned again by strong winds, prompting more evacuation warnings in the Rocky Mountain foothills. More than 400 square miles blackened in the drought-stricken region already since that fire started last month. The cryptocurrency market takes a big hit.
Bitcoin's price cut in half from recent highs, a washout that has taken the popular digital currency below the 30,000 level and has contributed to a $600 billion loss of market value for the crypto markets in a week. Stablecoins also shaken. They're often where traders park funds as they move in and out of tokens. Two popular stablecoins lost their dollar pegs this week. Matt Hogan is the CIO of asset manager Bitwise.
Long-term, cleaning up risks like that, regulating the stablecoin market will be good for crypto, but over the short term, it introduces significant volatility. And if I'm being honest, I think that volatility could continue for a period.
The sell-off just as crypto is seeing wider adoption.
Fox Business's Lauren Simonetti. An hour to the close, the Dow's down about 500 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P also dropping more than 1%, fueled in part by the latest inflation reading up a half point in April over March at the wholesale level, but an 11% surge over a year ago. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.